This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old had been hospitalized in Rome, the Vatican announcing his passing. The Pope had had several health problems in recent years. In April of 2023, he spent 3 days in the hospital for what the Vatican said was bronchitis. And in late November 2023, he was forced to cancel some of his events and an international trip because of breathing problems. His Holiness, Pope Francis, was a 266th leader of the Roman Catholic Church.
I bless each one of you from my heart.
Born Jorge Mario Bergoglio in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Pope Francis dedicated his life to serving others with unwavering compassion and humility. Throughout his papacy, he inspired millions around the globe with his commitment to social justice, interfaith dialogue, and care for the marginalized and oppressed. His papacy was marked by many firsts, from his groundbreaking election as the first Jesuit pope to his head-on approach to church challenges. He became known as a reformer, taking on Vatican bureaucracy and addressing the clergy abuse crisis. He ushered in progressive views on many issues from gay rights to climate change. His bold and compassionate leadership style earned him admiration and respect from both within and outside the Catholic community. Despite facing health challenges in his later years, Pope Francis remained steadfast in his mission, tirelessly advocating for peace, unity, and the dignity of every human being. ABC's Terry Moran looks back now on the enduring impact of Pope Francis's pontificate and his profound influence on the global stage.
Habemus Papa.
When this soft-spoken man emerged onto the balcony at St. Peter's with a humble bow to the faithful and praying the Our Father,
buonasera.
Few expected a pope who would so radically transform the face of the papacy and the spirit of Catholics around the world. The first Latin American pope, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, he grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The son of an Italian immigrant, despite an early setback as a teenager, an infection that claimed part of his lung, this was a young man full of life, with a passion for philosophy, wine, and dancing the tango. Ultimately, Bergoglio couldn't resist the call from above, becoming a priest at 32, rising through the church hierarchy while shunning its trappings. As a cardinal, he sold off the church mansion, cooked his own meals, and rode the subway while helping the poor. So it only seemed fitting that the new pope would take his name from St. Francis of Assisi, who dedicated his life to caring for the poor. Catholics now also had their first Jesuit pope, an order of priests devoted to service for the greater glory of God. Gone were the fancy robes and designer shoes. This pope carried his own bags, paid his own bills, and drove a beat-up car. He chose a modest guest house over the lavish papal apartment. And Pope Francis brought change from the start, alienating some Catholics, but inspiring more.
Antes de crear el mundo,
before creating the world,
Dios amaba.
God loved.
Porque Dios es amor.
Because God is love.
Instead of washing the feet of fellow priests on Holy Thursday, Francis chose juvenile prisoners, including women and Muslims. When ordinary Catholics wrote him letters of despair, he telephoned them personally. And this pope was determined to reach out, wading into crowds without the bulletproof Pope Mobile, a headache for Vatican security, but a breath of fresh air for the faithful. In Rio, a rock star welcome. Millions flocking to Mass on Copacabana Beach. This thoroughly modern pope, with a penchant for tweets and selfies, did his best to publicly downplay the hero worship. Still, there was no denying this pope was different. For many Catholics, the message was long overdue. Shift focus from the hot-button issues like abortion, gay marriage, contraception, towards a less judgmental, more inclusive church. This seismic shift in tone, however, brought no change in doctrine. Francis called for a larger role for women in the church. At the same time, he reaffirmed church opposition to women priests. Francis wasn't leading a revolution, but he was bringing reform, speaking out against greed, rooting out corruption at the Vatican Bank. When Germany's so-called Bishop of Bling was exposed for his extravagant home renovations, Francis fired him. He took on the mafia in their own backyard, telling them they had excommunicated themselves from the church. And Francis would tackle some of the thornier problems, too. He made incremental steps to express compassion for the LGBTQ community while holding fast to the church's strict teachings. In a stunning declaration, Pope Francis said that laws criminalizing homosexuality are, quote, unjust.
Somos todos hijos de Dios.
We are all children of God, he said, and God loves us as we are and for the strength that each one of us has to fight for our dignity. Being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime, yes, but it's a sin, he went on. But first, let's distinguish sin from crime. But it is also a sin to lack charity with one another. And Francis went on to suggest that being gay is natural, a view unimaginable from any previous pope. Every man and woman must have a window in their life where they can turn their hope and where they can see the dignity of God, Francis said. And being homosexual isn't a crime, it's a human condition. Pope Francis would go on to permit priests to bless same-sex couples in a new papal rule, a seismic change in Vatican policy. At the Vatican, he met privately with victims of sex abuse by the clergy. He angered Jews on his trip to the Holy Land by adding a visit to Israel's barrier wall, a gesture of solidarity with Palestinians. Francis reinforced a message of church unity when he canonized the more liberal Pope John XXIII along with the more conservative John Paul II, and joining him at the altar, his predecessor, former Pope Benedict. Nearly a million Catholics crowded St. Peter's Square in jubilation. But for all the papal pageantry, Francis will be remembered most for his disarming humility and humor, his warmth with children, his compassion for the poor and the sick.
I would ask each of you, whatever your capacity, to care one another. Be close to one another. Respect one another. I bless each one of you from my heart.
In the coming days now, the Vatican will follow an old-fashioned and historic process. We'll soon learn details for a funeral, which traditionally take place in 4 to 6 days. The Vatican will enter a period of interregnum, which means there is no pope. During this time, cardinals across the world will begin traveling to Rome to participate in a conclave. After a 9-day mourning period, the process to elect a new pope will begin. Again, here's ABC's Terry Moran with the details.
For the last 500 years, one of the grandest spaces in all the world, Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, has also been home to one of Catholicism's most sacred traditions, the papal conclave. Surrounded by frescoes depicting scenes of such splendor, the College of Cardinals gathers to elect a new pope.
They fly in from all over the world. They pray. There's a space between the time that the pope dies and they actually start the conclave. And then they're locked behind the closed doors until they can reach a two-thirds majority.
The election starts with a public oath of secrecy.
Ac iuro, sic me Deus,
extra omnes.
A simple command, everybody out. The priests, the cameras, and reporters, they all exit the chapel. Everybody who's not a cardinal elector must leave. And the great doors are closed.
This is the most important thing that they do. So many cardinals are bishops and archbishops and run dioceses, but once you become a cardinal, your main role is not only to advise the pope, but to elect the next one.
During the election process, cardinals are totally cut off from the outside world. Televisions, telephones, newspapers, cell phones, computers, all are banned. The cardinals will sleep and eat in the Santa Marta guesthouse, located a few minutes from the Sistine Chapel, inside the Vatican walls. Each cardinal will have a private room and bathroom. Aside from the cardinals, about 70 other people are allowed in Santa Marta House to assist the cardinals, such as doctors and cooks, housekeepers, each of them required to take a solemn oath of absolute and perpetual secrecy. Books of procedural rules and prayers in Latin are placed in the Sistine Chapel for each cardinal. The stove awaits. The top part of the stove burns the ballots, while the bottom part burns chemical pellets to make sure the smoke comes out the right color. The smoke is carried up to a tiny chimney above the Sistine Chapel's roof, black for an inconclusive vote, while white for a new pope. Who can vote for a pope? Only cardinals who are under the age of 80. Who can be elected a pope? The rule is very simple. It says any Catholic male who is not married is eligible. Each cardinal receives a ballot with the phrase, "I choose as pope," written in Latin, with a blank line for them to write in their candidate. In order of seniority, each cardinal takes their ballot up to the front of the chapel and places it in an urn. The ballots are then shaken to mix them and ensure anonymity, taken out one by one and read aloud so that each cardinal can keep his own tally. A 2/3 majority is needed to choose a pope. Votes are cast on most days, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, though it can vary. When the votes do finally tally up for one man, he is asked by the dean of the cardinals if he will accept. And if he does, he is asked by what name he wishes to be called. The new pope's white papal garments already await, small, medium, and large, depending, all hanging in the Room of Tears, it's called, where the man who will be elected to lead the church will come first to change, to pray, and perhaps, as tradition says, to weep. At last, it's time for the secrecy to be broken and for the world to meet the new pope. On the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square, the Deacon of Cardinals announces,
"Abemus Papam,"
Latin for "We have a Pope." Finally, the new Pope steps out onto the balcony to reveal himself as the new leader of the world's Catholics.
One final thought now from Pope Francis himself, speaking at an ABC town hall in 2015 on his hope for us and for the future.
The world has to have a greater consciousness of the fact that exploitation of one another is not the path. We are all created for friendship in society. All of us bear responsibility for everyone else. No one can say, "This is as far as my responsibility goes." We are all responsible for everyone, to help each other out as best we can. Friendship in society, that's what God created us for. I pray for you all, for all the people of the United States, and I ask you please to pray for me. Thank you.
Pope Francis, in his own words. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
ABC News, honored for the 4th year in a row with Edward R. Murrow Awards for Excellence in Audio Storytelling. ABC News, America's number one choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.